Governor Phil Scott says the school budgets approved at town meetings last week are too high, and he wants the legislature to intervene by requiring districts to reduce their spending. But many lawmakers say they are unwilling to override the will of local voters. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, they say they have a better way to control education costs and reduce property tax rates.
Republican Representative Scott Beck says he appreciates Phil Scott's concern about education spending levels in Vermont, and he agrees that Montpelier ought to take steps to bring those costs down. But the St. Johnsbury representative says requiring districts to make cuts to school budgets that local voters have already approved is overreaching.
To at this point in the game to try to claw back money from districts, I think, is just not productive.
Beck says the tax overhaul he's been working on could bend the cost curve without directly intervening in local spending decisions.
The core reasons for this are cost containment and district equity. That's the reason for the proposal.
To understand the problem that Beck is trying to solve, let's start with a hypothetical scenario involving two school districts, one with annual per-pupil costs of $18,000 a year and another with per-pupil expenditures of $13,000. Say both of those districts approve school budget increases that end up raising per-pupil costs by $500 per year. Under the existing education funding formula, the district with the lower per-pupil spending will see a bigger increase in property tax rates than the district that spends more. Beck says that's a structural flaw in the existing school funding formula, and he says the new proposal will fix it.
We will reconnect Vermont school districts' rate to their spending decisions.
The proposal would also reduce reliance on the property tax generally by shifting some of the obligation for paying for public schools onto the income tax. Bristol Representative David Sharp is the Democratic chair of the House Education Committee. Although voters did overwhelmingly approve their local school budgets last week, Sharp says he also thinks it's true that many people feel their property taxes are too high. Here's how he reconciles that contradiction.
The message to me is that we should rely more on income taxes than property taxes, like most of the rest of the states in the country.
The proposed change to the funding formula would create an income tax surcharge that would raise about $60 million a year, and the money would be used to buy down local property tax rates. Here's Sharp again.
I think in all school districts, the first year is going to be a reduction in property taxes.
Phil Scott's Commissioner of Finance, Adam Gresham, says the lawmaker's proposal misses the point.
I think the governor is more focused on the amount of revenue we collect, not how we collect it.
The education funding proposal has already been approved by the House Committee on Ways and Means. The House Education Committee will take up the measure this week. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.